It's been an honor, and it's been an exciting process to be a part of this. It's kind of new in state government, especially on the elected side, to take a look at issues on the long-term horizon, as opposed to getting things done by December 1st for pre-filing or for the first day of session. And so it's been a good process. As you can see, we have the committee members listed on the bottom of the slide before you. Senator Cunningham, Schaefer, Schumeyer, Wright Jones, and Senator Kevany serve on the Educated Citizenry Committee. You can kind of see the three things that we have been charged to take a look at. Number one, developing a long-term strategy. Number two, bringing basically all the components together when we're looking at educational issues to determine what it's going to take to have successful citizens. And then finally, taking a look at all aspects of educational policies, things that are working, things that are not working, and to see how that all fits together. Next slide. Like the other two groups, we've been pretty busy during the interim. We met a couple of times during the summer. We elected members of our committee kind of decided the way that we're going to go. We do have a consultant that works with not only our committee, but with the other two committees, which are job creation and healthcare. The consultant, and some of you were at our meeting we had on August 25th. Her name is Chris Roberts, and she has done a lot of work with the Midwest Higher Education Compact, and that's a compact that Senator Shields serves on. In fact, he is the immediate past chair of the Higher Education Compact. And so Chris Roberts has done a lot of work when it comes to working with governmental groups, with elected officials. And so she had just basically gone through the same process with the Higher Education Compact. So we felt that she would be very good to work with our committee as well. We found out in working and talking with Chris that some of her ideas work great with our committee, but also would work very good with the other two committees. So she's been working with the other two committees as well. And so some of you might have seen her at some of the meetings that we've had. We've basically had two public meetings outside of our first organizational kind of brainstorming session. One was at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg. At the campus there, and then we had one a few days later at the Confluence Academy in St. Louis. What we did is, and I think the other committees did this, we had five questions, is that right? Okay. We basically had everyone that came to testify to focus their testimony or to try to answer these five questions. And we were surprised that some of them came up with some really specific answers. It really kind of focused the discussion. But you can see what the questions were that we were trying to get people to focus on. And this is really where our committee wants to go. What's it mean to be an educated citizen? We want to take a look at what employers are looking for. And what's interesting is, as we're going through this process, we found that a lot of the things that we're dealing with in education have a great deal to do with what's happening in job creation and also in healthcare. These things just don't happen independently. And so all three of these 2020 committees, I think we're going to be sharing ideas and things like that. What are some principles? What are some things we believe in that kind of anchor our thoughts together? How do we balance the needs of everybody? And we've been trying to bring all the folks on P20 together to work on this. And then number five, I think this is the fun one that we asked. If you could change one thing about education in Missouri, what would it be? And we had a lot of folks come up with some interesting things on that. Next slide. We had a lot of folks show up at our three meetings. Unlike maybe some of the other groups, we didn't exactly pick and choose who was going to come because, as we know, those of us who are involved in education, there's so many different groups, so many different constituencies. If you pick and choose, sooner or later you're going to maybe miss some important groups. So we basically just opened these meetings up to the public, and we tried to publicize it as much as we possibly could. And you might even see your name up there or recognize some names up there. But these are the folks that came in and testified at any of our three meetings or participated. Where to from here? And I think this is the real question. Where do we go from here? We've heard a lot of good testimony. We've had a lot of testimony presented. We've listened to hours of testimony. And I think where we're going to go from here, and Senator Schumeyer feel free to chime in at any time. So what we're planning on doing is during the session here, as we know, it's awfully hard to carve out a lot of time during the session. And so as far as to have more public testimony and to maybe even compete with our existing committees that are going on, but what we're going to try to do is take a look at the testimony that we have, try to internally summarize that, and to kind of come up with a summary of what we've talked about so far. We're going to come up with a vision statement, and we're going to try to talk about where, as a committee, that we really want to go. Our consultant has challenged us to not specifically focus on individual problems that maybe that we have to encounter every day, but rather look at where do we want to be in 2020. In 2020, what do we want education to look like? In 2020, Senator Shields said, where do we want Missouri to be? Do we want to be in the 30s and 40s on so many scales, or do we want to be a trendsetter? Do we want to be a state where people can look and say, you know, Missouri, they got it right? And I think that's where we really want to be. So that's kind of our thought, is we're going to come up with a vision statement, come up with where we want to go on that, and then we'll probably work on that this session, then this summer, then this fall. We'll probably have some more public meetings. Our task is to get a report done by December 31st of 2010. And so we have a long time to work on this. And so then that's kind of our timetable for the Educated Citizenry Committee. Is that the last slide? Okay. So that's what Educated Citizenry is doing. Got a hardworking committee with Senator Schumeyer on that as well. So thank you.